yeah, you just start reading. No?
Yes, and then after.
We need to make some sound that's.
That.
So that I can put the things together.
Yeah. Maybe just this. One, one, two, one, two. Okay.
Great. We're going.
The Black Beach.
Yes.
By Edouard Glissant. The beach at Le Diamant, on the southern coast of Martinique, has a subterranean cyclical life. During the rainy season, hivernage, it shrinks to a corridor of black sand that you would almost think had come from the slopes above, where Montpellier branches out into foliage of quelled lava. As if the sea kept alive some underground intercourse with the volcano's hidden fire. And I imagine those murky layers undulating along the sea floor, bringing to our airy regions a convoy of this substance of night and impassive ashes ripened by the harshness of the north. Then the beach is whipped by a wind not felt on the body. It's a secret wind. High waves come in, lifting close to the shore. They form less than 10 meters out, the green of Campeche trees. And at this short distance, they unleash their countless galaxies. Branches of manchineel and sea grape lie about in havoc, writing in the more peaceful sunlight a memoir of the night's sea work. Brown seaweed piled there by the invisible assault buries the line between sand and soil. Uprooted coconut palms have tumbled sideways like stricken bodies along their trail all the way to the rocky mound marking the distant morn larcher, one can see the power of a hurricane one knows will come. Just as one knows that in Carême, the dry season, this chaotic grandeur will be carried off, made evanescent by the return of white sand and slack seas. The edge of the sea thus represents the alternation, but one that is illegible between order and chaos. The established municipalities do their best to manage this constant movement between threatening excess and dreaming fragility. The movement of the beach, this rhythmic rhetoric of a shore, do not seem to me gratuitous. How do you say that?
Gratuitous.
They weave a circularity that draws me in. Oh, I would like to do something with it. It's so beautiful.
Where are we?
We are here. It's like full of movement. It's the black sand. It's the white sand. It's the movements.
So you're drawn in by the circularity, right?
The circularity and the movement and the underground life, the intercourse of all these, what I, he doesn't say, but of all the roots.
Mm.
And so I would like to...
Where do we start?
I'm going to add water, just like on every shore, there is water, and so we can hear the surf like that. I'm completely in it, although I've never been there, but.
You've never been to Martinique?
No. Have you?
No, I haven't. But another thing that I really was drawn to, mm-hmm. so circularity, the circularity, the movement, the like, the evanescent by the with the return of white sand and
yes.
black seas. Right, it seems like the sand. So there's the black sand that it's unclear where it emerges from.
Yes.
It doesn't
it's not
come
from. It's not. It can't be the volcano from the lava, but what is
it?
It
was,
is it the,
maybe. It's from the.
Oh,
it is
yes.
actually.
Originally, yes.
Maybe originally, but it's not like. It's fallen there. It hasn't. It's being covered up by the white sand, right? Every. It shrinks to a corridor. During the rainy season, it shrinks to a corridor of black sand. All right, where are we starting? Where are we starting?
Well, it reminds me that this I found this extraordinary bush, piece of bush. It's actually viburnum, like blueberry, viburnum. But it seems so ancient. And when reading the story, it's that shore has such ancient history. There's a big, heavy story, or stories, many stories, and these branches seem very old, as if they had witnessed so much. And they actually also remind me of the bush, the bushes, sort of short bushes you can see along the shores
mm-hmm.
In our region here in the Northeast. So. That's
like
right.
of the dunes.
That's right, yes.
Both in the... I mean, also yeah. this, like, the...
Sort of dried out...
Yeah, some leaves that are curled and dried
mm-hmm.
out, and
yes.
then others that are have a bright green.
Yes. I mean, that's also the season, you know.
Of now.
Of now, yes. But it has so much life. And so I'm going to actually... start putting this big branch in. It's so heavy, it's so strong. It has a very, it's as if it, you know, it has a strong root. So I'm going to put it in just splitting it so it can drink, continue to drink in the vase where I put the water.
Mm.
And I'm going to lean it here and hope that it's going to hold. I think I will need another one to
hold
do
it.
It's magic.
How do you start in a vase?
Well, it's good to build a structure
mm-hmm.
and which so let go for a moment.
So we should let go of the first ones because they have to be able to hold on their own.
That's right. Yes. Yes.
And what are you doing? You're sort of crossing.
I'm crossing
three,
the branches.
We have three branches of the
yes.
same. Of
yes.
the same kind of dryish.
Can you give me the very big?
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, these.
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay.
Because I think.
That's a. It is a very very thick. So you're gonna cut the.
I'm going to cut this a little. More. Can you hold it?
Mm-hmm.
And.
Oh, and you're cutting it lengthwise. Oh, you're cutting it at an angle.
Yeah, angle. And then I have to split it.
Whoa.
It's a very since it's a very old.
This way or that way?
No, just leave it like a bush. I The wood is very strong.
Uh-huh. As in, you have to, so you have to split it in order to...
To split it, that's more to ensure that the branch will still be able to drink.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now they weren't really holding up on their own, so you're kind of like weaving them together?
That's right, yeah.
And we still have just three.
And hope that this works. Yes.
Because it kind of feels like the vase is the wrong shape.
It's a difficult shape because it's sort of round up. But maybe I'm going to continue.
Continue?
Yes.
I'm going to look at something that I...
Yes. Sort of to counter with the... with the green leaves, this branch, I'm going to put in some eucalyptus, bringing in maybe more of the color of
Martini.
Maybe.
What do you feel it is from here?
Well, I'm thinking more of the possibility of the very dark sand in the winter season, as he says, but then also of the dry season. So there's very, very, seems different kinds of different kinds of air and light because of the harsh atmosphere.
There's a couple of things I'm thinking of. Like one, also, where is this? I like that, in placing these larger, sort of top heavy ones that we had trouble with.
Yeah.
I kind of like that there was like trouble with the roots. You know, kind of
that's
when
right.
You sort of make a root. I mean, kind of rebuilding a root when you start a vase, right?
Yes. That's a good, I like that, yes.
And so even right now, our root is very high.
Yes, <you're> right.
which is maybe like appropriate, actually, for what?
Yes.
But I like that idea.
And yeah, now you see here, I start bringing some branches out. This is a spirea. I mean, these are all local foraged branches.
Where?
From the north, upstate New York, yes. So mostly, this is little, like probably from, no, that's also, it's all from upstate New York. But I try to, I'm compelled to tell the story as I see this place, because I know this, there's so much, there's the land in the Martinique, which I don't know, but I know so much happened there.
Mm-hmm.
There is the ocean in front, which conditions so much, and is very, you know, powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And where also so much of the history came to, where
right.
we know, like, tragic
oppression.
History,
yeah.
yes. And so that's what I see in that's why I like to use this very old branch. And then these viney, softer ones reaching out to some other life.
That's, what is it called?
This is a kind of spirea.
So
I don't remember
there is
which
a gentle reaching out.
Yes.
The movement
yes.
of the beach, this
yes.
rhythmic rhetoric of a shore, do not seem to me gratuitous.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, that's right.
They weave a circularity
yeah.
that draws me in.
Yes.
So I like that. I think it's a kind of a great direction to like
yeah.
this reaching, also this like uprootedness that's still like creating its own foundation.
Yes.
I know that the kind of rootedness is something that's important for Glisson, or unrooted.
Yes.
I'm trying to find this
Can
part
you?
That I remember you reading that's also like buried the distinction between, do you remember that? Right here. Brown seaweed piled there by the invisible assault buries the line between sand and soil. The line between sand and
sand
soil
and
as in
soil,
like the difference between
yes, yeah,
the shore and the land itself is kind of hidden, and it's hidden by this invisible body or a invisible assault, which is then the beach is whipped by a wind not felt on the body.
Yeah, it's amazing. Oh yes, and that's why I also thought to bring some very light sort of white clouds for the like the white sand,
mm.
in a way,
mm.
These are wild carrot, which also grow wild
mm.
everywhere in this region here. The wild carrot, it's also strangely called Queen Anne's Lace. I don't know. And I love when they, you know, just this time of year when the flower folds inwards and sort of
mm.
Creates like a nest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going
it's
to
like a nest and also like I like these. Think of it. It's like sort of sand. It has the tactility
yeah.
of it.
Doesn't
it has
it?
All these teeny tiny little bits of
yeah.
Almost like dust.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Where like the eucalyptus and the first branch that we put
strong.
In. They're strong, but they have like that, I can't remember, I think there's a word for it, like the fogginess on a grape.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Like that, and
yeah.
I feel like that's also a different kind of beach, but like an arid.
That's right.
A beachiness
yes.
and a
yeah.
heart that's both
yeah.
harsh and so like eucalyptus, so like, it's like oily and dry.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But maybe for the...
Can I continue? Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to continue in a second. Okay. I want to add more of these eucalyptus. Then the beach
yes.
is whipped by a wind not felt in the body.
Because oh, yes.
There's something about these that
yeah.
Oh. reminds me. Because it's a eucalyptus that's not like how I normally see eucalyptus.
Mm-hmm.
They're like individual. Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Yes. Or you can just break it.
Or you break it.
Or, yeah. But that's like
that.
Yeah, I'm glad that you put in because I was missing some. For the story.
Should we keep it on one side?
I think so. Yeah. Can we put another?
Yeah. Yeah. The mail?
No.
I don't
know. I think.
Bus. We're kind of like answering. Feels like we're sort of answering the. Like that. The that first branch, we're sort of answering it with the eucalyptus on the inside.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice. Then suddenly it becomes that. Maybe that's kind of the distinction between land and sand.
That's right. Yes. That's right. And.
That's easy to bury.
So also the opposition also.
Oopsie. This is not reaching anymore, I'm sort of weaving it.
Maybe that's just what it needed.
To be woven?
Mm-hmm.
You're putting more of that sand in there.
Yeah. Like that idea.
What do you think? Kind of gets lost.
In a way, I wouldn't mind if it's. Oh,
well,
look.
Way
here.
Up. Great idea. Especially with the purple extension.
Yes.
The light.
I like
green.
That, yeah. Yes.
Much better.
Yes. But then what's happening? What's happening?
Okay, you want me to keep reading? Yeah. Okay. So, kind of know where we are. There's the movement of the sand. The beach is whipped by a wind not felt on the bottom. This is where I first saw a ghostly young man go by. His tireless wandering traced a frontier between the land and water, as invisible as flood tide at night. So suddenly we're actually tracing that. I'll stop interrupting myself. I'm not sure what he was called, because he no longer answered to any given name. One morning he started walking and began to pace up and down the shore. He refused to speak, and no longer admitted the possibility of any language. His mother became desperate. His friends tried in vain to break down the barrier of total silence. He didn't get angry, he didn't smile. He would move vaguely when a car missed him by a hair or threatened to knock him down. He walked, pulling the belt of his pants up around his waist and wrapping it tighter and tighter as his body grew thinner and thinner. It doesn't feel right to have to represent someone so rigorously adrift. So I won't try to describe him. What I would like to show is the nature of this speechlessness. All the languages of the world had come to die here in the quiet, tortured rejection of what was going on all around him in this country. Another constant downward drift, yet one performed with an anxious satisfaction. The obtrusive sounds of an excitement that is not sure of itself. The pursuit of a happiness that is limited and shaky, and limited to shaky privileges. The imperceptible numbing effect of quarrels taking to represent a major battle. All this he rejected, casting us out to the edges of his silence. Should I keep going?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. We have some things, right? So much.
Yes.
I made an attempt to communicate with this absence. I respected his stubborn silence, but frustrated by my inability to make myself understood or accepted. I wanted, nonetheless, to establish some system of relation
with this walker that was not based on words. Since he went back and forth with the regularity of a metronome in front of the little garden between our house and the beach, one day I called him silently. I didn't exactly know what sign to make. It had to be something neither affected nor condescending, but also not critical or distant. That time he didn't answer, but the second or third time, since without being insistent, I was insisting, he replied with a sign that was minute, at least to my eyes, for this gesture was perhaps the utmost he was capable of expressing. I understand what you are attempting to undertake. This is as if he's saying this, right? I'm gonna go back. That time he didn't answer, but the second or third time, since without being insistent, I was insisting, he replied with a sign that was minute, at least to my eyes, for this gesture was perhaps the utmost he was capable of expressing. I understand what you are attempting to undertake. You are trying to find out why I walk like this. Not here. I accept your trying, but look around and see if it's worth explaining. Are you yourself worth my explaining this to you? So let's leave it at that. We have gone as far as we can together. I was inordinately proud to have gotten this answer. The next part is just about that gesture. Maybe we pause there for a moment?
There's
a lot there.
Yes, because there's so much. And
so now I have like a figure. What do you want to focus on? Or what, how do you want to?
The silence, but the silence and this, it's again as if this figure, this person, this human being is carrying the whole life, you know, carrying life.
Burden.
The burden, yes.
About it.
Of the people.
Of Martinique.
Of his people, yes.
But it sounds like also of a larger humanity.
You're right.
A circularity that is both haunting, oppressive, and also defining.
Yes.
I mean, the fact that the circularity of the beach draws, you know, Clisson or whoever is speaking before, like the circularity draws him in, he says it first. Like
yes,
the circularity of the ocean.
Yes.
But now we have the circularity of this person.
Yes, that's right. Yes. And somehow I'd like to bring him in, but would like first to the, you know, to bring in some drier seeds. I love these very fine. I'd like to go with some very fine weeds, actually. I mean, these are all weeds. These are called pepper weeds. apparently they only grow in North America, but it's for me a great way to show it. And I would like to use several grasses with it. They're so fine, yet telling a lot. And there is this other northern weed called goldenrod, which are very green, and but then in the late summer show a world of colors, like I imagine Martinique to be, actually full of colors. So there is the contrast, that there sort of contrast between colors.
Which colors?
The like this yellow, just like the sun, the which is colorful but yet harsh also, and the darkness of history, which could be which could also be shown with these other grasses, which are actually called fountain grasses, and which grow along water. And I'm just going to put few in.
They're also like, what do you call it?
Not
pussy willows. No, pussy willows are softer than that.
Their pussy willows are also short.
Oh,
very short.
So what
shorter,
are these
but then there are, I don't know how you call these. I mean, there
it's
are
funny,
these
they're
grasses.
They're grasses, which means that they're like soft in one direction and aggressive in another.
In a way, yes. I mean, it's like these other grasses, which I'm very tempted to include. I'm going to put them all here.
I like that the yellow also brings out the purple in that.
That's
first,
right. Yes.
Which
yes.
are what? These are like little berries.
These something. Are the berries of the viburnum. I'm actually very allergic to.
To the berries?
The no, not to the berries, all, but to the flower, which is in the spring.
What about that silence, though? You said you wanted to focus on the silence.
Yes, the silence. Well, all these seem very, in a way, show the silence. Somehow, the time when the grasses come out, I call this when they have shed all their seeds.
Like the time of year?
Yes, this time of year somehow it's before everything becomes very silent. Before, after.
Why, because grasses come, a lot of the grasses come in the fall?
Yes, yes. They sort of show off, like the, I would like to use the
kind of like,
the tall, very tall silver grass. But then look also, there are these pods which are coming out. Once they open and they have spread all their seeds, in which were in the pod, it becomes silent. They're sort of
they're like,
I guess,
vessels.
dormant, and they it's before the hivernage starts again. Like
the dry
this black. The no hivernage is the. Is the
wet
the winter season with the black with the black seeds with these, and these pods are so,
they're so beautiful.
Amazingly
I love
beautiful
that. So we have to, there's kind of two kinds of silence. I mean, it, also a grass is a like a has many seeds, right?
Yes tons of them. Yeah,
so these are kind of like the presence of silence. This thing that, I mean, it's very beautiful, the image here that starts to come in relationship to this silent walker that's
yes, yeah.
in their circularity, in their weak, their kind of like meekness and weakness, but also their burden, but and also their, you know, I kind of like the relationship between them as like an effort in empathy, you know, or an effort in how to empathize with somebody else without communicating, or communicating in a different way, without verbally communicating.
Yes, yes, yeah. And,
but I love that this image of, like, I think we're about to put in, like, those, the tall silver glass.
Yes, yes.
As, like, this very tall.
Yes, because he's this figure. This word, the, you know, the,
oopsie,
like a witness of of
history,
of time.
Where is this book?
This, I would like it to be maybe
the seeds to be
here, or like here as a foundation to the tall grasses. Here, I look,
these are they have a gesture. These are the really tall grasses.
Yes.
Silver
yes.
glass grass
yes.
that's like growing out of everything else.
Yes.
You keep going.
Okay.
I'm just gonna read. It was, so this is the gesture. I really like
yes.
these, it's like thinking about the gesture.
Yeah,
because
yeah, absolutely.
It's like the grass, I think the image of the grass, sort of jump, as something that like kind of jumps out from the ground just before the death and wetness of everything else.
Yeah.
And actually like creates another shore, you know, or creates another sand. Like if you think
yeah.
about the tall grass that like, kind of, it also buries the difference between the shore and the earth.
Yes.
It was really a minute, imperceptible signal. Sort of seesawing his barely lifted hand. And it became, because I adopted it as well, our sign of complicity. It seems to me that we were perfecting this sign language, adding shades of all the possible meanings that changed, that chanced along. I like that. It seemed to me that we were perfecting this sign language, adding shades of all the possible meanings that chanced along. So until my departure, we shared scraps of the language of gesture that Jean-Jacques Rousseau claimed preceded all spoken language. So that's the, maybe
mm-hmm.
that's kind of like that gesture. I mean, these grasses almost have like hands on them. Or is that
yes.
too, is that too literal?
Well, that's okay, I think, no?
Yeah, I think it's okay.
To be literal.
What is it to be literal with flowers? Just like to really take the form. I mean, these are, they are like these two.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Uh-oh.
You're good? I'll keep reading. I thought of the people struggling with this speck, I thought of the people struggling within this speck of the world against silence and obliteration, and how they, in the obstinacy of their venture, have consented to being reduced to sectarianism, stereotype discourse, zeal, to convoy definitive truths, the appetite for power. And also of what Alain Gontrand has described so well as our masquerades of temperament. I thought about those people throughout the rest of the world, and the rest, moreover, is what is on the move, who have not had the opportunity to take refuge, as this walker has, in absence, having been forced out by raw poverty, extortion, famines, or massacres. It is paradoxical that so many acts of violence everywhere produce language at its most rudimentary, if not the extinction of words. Is there no valid language for chaos? Or does chaos only produce a sort of language that reduces and annihilates? Does its echo recede into a severe of severes at the level of a roar? The beach, however, has confirmed its volcanic nature. The water now runs along the sea wall of rocks heaped there, a souvenir of former hurricane damage. The black sand glistens under the foam like peeling skin. The shoreline is cornered up among coconut palms that now stand in the sea, hailing with their foliage. That's nice, we have that hand.
Mm-hmm.
So perfectly suited the energy of the deep. We gauge the more and more drastic shrinkage as the winter season strengthens. Then abruptly, at least for those of us attentive to such changes, the water subsides, daily creating a wider and wider grayish strip. Don't get the idea that this is a tide. But still, it is on the ebb. The beach, as it broadens, is the precursor of a future Karen. Which was Karen? Is
the very dry season.
Should I go back to the walker now? Or stay with this for a second? Yeah? Well, what came to say, anything that jumped out to you there that you want to... Because you're building here.
Yeah, there was...
You seem to react to, is there no valid language for chaos?
Yes.
Or does chaos only produce a sort of language that reduces and annihilates? Does it echo? Does its echo recede into a severe of severes?
Yes.
The level of roar?
Yes. The echo, the silence, the noise, the drama of
silence. But also there's something else here that I think is important, which is that silent wanderer is taking refuge in their silence.
Yes.
Because he says, I thought about those people throughout the rest of the world who have not had the opportunity to take refuge, as this walker has, in absence.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to keep reading. No?
Yes.
And you just keep going.
Yes.
Yeah. It seemed to me that the silent walker. I'm going to go on this question. It seemed to me that the silent walker accelerated the rhythm of his walks. And that acceleration also infected the surrounding country. At all costs, we wanted to imitate the motion we felt everywhere else, by synthesizing, agitating, and speeding everything up. Noise, speech, things to eat, drink, walk, automobiles. Forgetting ourselves any way possible in any kind of speed. Then, in this circularity I honked, I turned my efforts towards seeing the beach's backwash into the nearby eddying void as the equivalent of the circling of this man, completely withdrawn into his motor forces. Tried to relate them, and myself as well, to this rhythm of the world that we consent to without being able to measure or control its course. Whoops. I'll keep going. Because I think we have to end soon. The beach now undergoes a tempestuous, I'm going to skip over the moment, but.
Mm-hmm.
The beach now undergoes a tempestuous change. The sand is the color of confusion. That's like the mix of the sand,
yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yep.
Neither dull nor bright. And yet it suits the quality of the atmosphere and wind. The sea is unseasonably foamy. One feels that it will soon subdue the attacks on the shoaling rocks. It is hallowed by flickering surfaces. As if this reality, the sand, the sea trees, the volcano's conductive water, organized its economy according to a cyclical plan, buttressed by disorder. Those fantastic projects set up every 2 years or so to save the country crossed my mind. Every one of them determined by notions of subjection and inevitably destroyed, swallowed up by personal profit. I wondered whether, in little countries such as ours, I believe in the future of little countries, economic prospects, their inspiration, ought not to be more like the beach at Le Diamant. Cyclical, changeable, mutating, running through an economy of disorder whose detail would be meticulously calculated, but whose comprehensive view would change rapidly depending on different circumstances. Okay, again, I'm kind of skipping over stuff. This gets quite specific.
Yeah.
Not that we're against specificity. This acceleration and speed race across the earth. And yet, it does turn. Galileo's aside did not simply determine a new order in our knowledge of the stars. It prophesies the circularity of languages, the convergent speed of cultures, the autonomy in relation to any dogma of the resultant energy. But while I was wandering like this, a silence as dizzying as speed and disorder gradually rose from the uproar of the sea. The voiceless man who walks keeps on carting his black sand from a distant volcano known only to himself to the beaches he pretends to share with us. How can he run faster when he is growing so desperately thin? One of us whispers, he goes faster and faster because if he stops, if he slows down, he will fall. We are not going any faster. We are all hurtling onward for fear of falling.
Well. So,
Yeah, we'll just make the last touches.
Yes. You see here, I wanted to add some very soft flowers. Some
oh, yeah.
which have some which have turned into seeds, but some which still it's a phlox, which still
Ooh.
Has few flowers,
mm-hmm.
and it, this. Then I add also a few other blooms. Which have already what with their pollen still there, but about to close and
it's great. I mean, they're so
like gentle.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it's really beautiful on the bottom in the vase is that the
big branch is still floating.
Yes.
What do you think about this?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh.
And I'm going to put these very gentle opened blooms near the strong old branches of the viburnum.
Mm-hmm.
Do we use these? No.
Well, I was going to use these also. They grow
also
near another Speria. Yes, I was going. To put them in to remind us of the whiteness and the light
of
the sand, but
no,
then
I
don't think so.
But
yes, isn't
like
that
the,
perfect?
Yeah.
Yes.
Another reaching one. Maybe it reaches in the same way.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
It seems that we're
like
these
here.
Are like the gestural or the not gestural, the actual like hand gestures.
That's right.
These
and
palms.
I think this is like here.
They're so beautiful, the hand.
Hey, isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Yeah. Here, you can check that.
This I break or I...
But
I cut. This I break or I cut?
Yes. But I... Yes.
I think it's the last bit.
Well, I... you know, again, with the... In the beginning, when... Lisson talks about the movement, the underground movement, and I couldn't but think of seaweed and roots and sort of going around, and so that's why I would like to add
that
this vine. This is a vinca vine, and just going over everything. I mean, not everything, but sort of being in touch with every single life around around it. And so I'm putting it
so it's very
here.
It's funny how different it is.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe this can help also.
Yeah,
that.
Let me. Shall I
already cut it, but I can't find the right place.
Yes, okay. Yeah, I don't think it can go up there. So you cut it, and maybe I put it just here also. What about this? Look.
Yeah, that's sort of something like that.
And
I'm going to turn this. No?
But,
No?
And then, yes, and I'm going to add a vine growing over it. Like this.
Yeah.
Is that
nice.
Good?
Yeah. Beautiful. Silent and sharp.
You like it?
I like the distinction.
Yes.
The cut here.
Mm-hmm.
I love
down.
The head gestures.
Mm-hmm.
This is, feels a little too full, but.
Yes, I think.
Too broad.
It's this. Oops.
Is that one?
No.
Right, it doesn't look too full in the middle.
Yeah, that's right.
It helped though.
Yeah, I think that's
beautiful.
Much better.
And the purples now are loud.
Yes.
And the grasses are sharp. Nice.
What a beautiful, moving story.
Yeah. Thanks, Mama Bella.
Thank you.